Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing Dump a Regret in January. I provide audio coaching to help people try and get their ex back or get a new girlfriend or boyfriend. Check out my website for more details. www.datemetips. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing Dump a Regret in January. So if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, you will likely be wondering if your ex may one day regret their decision. In January, there is a natural feeling of new beginnings, and this can feel unnerving for a dumpee thinking of their ex. However, there is every chance that your ex may regret dumping you in January, and in today's podcast, I will be discussing three reasons why a dumper may regret ending their relationship in the month of January. So let's get straight into this. And number one is new directions can be dead ends. So as we've already said, January is a natural month, a natural feeling of new beginnings. But these natural new beginnings don't necessarily lead you to the place which you want to go. At the time of a breakup, the dumper was feeling a very low level of romantic emotional attraction for their now former partner. And unfortunately, something that a dumpee must come to terms with is that the dumper was not feeling fulfilled in this connection. They was not believing that they would live the life they wished to lead if they continued in this relationship. This is why a relationship ends. This is why a dumper becomes a dumper. And although this is very hard to understand, this is very hard to hear and listen to, this can also help the dumpy understand as, when, and why a dumper might change their decision. They might regret what they have done and go back on the words that they said at the time of a breakup. So it's very important that a dumpy understands that, yes, a dumper did not feel fulfilled in the relationship, that is why they ended it, but we can also see that if a dumper changed their mind on this concept and didn't feel fulfilled in the new portion of their life they are moving into, there is every chance they will regret their decision. So, yes, it sounds harsh, yes, it sounds bad, yes, it sounds negative to consider that the dumper doesn't want to be with you right now, but this doesn't mean that the dumper doesn't want to be with you in the future. This doesn't mean the dumper doesn't want to be with you in the month of January. Even though January showcases new beginnings, these new beginnings might not lead the dumper to the place that they want to go. Every decision somebody makes, you may say, is half chance. Every avenue that somebody travels down has the opportunity of being positive, but also has the opportunity of being a dead end. And if you go through an area of your life which becomes a dead end, this is when you will self-reflect. This is when you will consider, have I made the right decisions in my life right now? You know, I'm at a dead end. I'm not feeling fulfilled. And even though previously I didn't feel fulfilled, even though previously I ended a relationship, I've now gone on this journey. And this also feels unfulfilling. And at least back then I had somebody who loved me. Right now I am single. Right now I am alone. And right now I'm feeling lonely, vulnerable, and unsure of my next move. These are the type of feelings which might make a dumper self-reflect and regret their decision. Because just because a new avenue has been travelled down, it doesn't necessarily mean it is going to be a fulfilling angle of discovery. It could be a possibility where this is a dead end. I believe that you have to have at least a year in between long-term relationships for this connection to be relatively successful. Most people who end a long-term connection, or most people who are dumpees after a relationship has ended, will not find a new long-term relationship for more than a year. It could be 1, 2, 3, 4 or more years. So if you've been dumped within the last year and your ex has gone on their own journey, maybe you found out that they are dating somebody new, there is a strong likelihood that this will be unfulfilling for them in the long term. It is very unlikely that somebody would find somebody long-term compatible so soon after a previous relationship ended. Long-term relationships are hard, long-term connections are hard to find, and even if you find out that your ex is dating somebody new, there is no guarantee that this is going to be right for them in the long term. This is why we describe these connections as rebound relationships. If you want to find out more about rebound relationships or other perspective angles on connections, relationships, and breakups, please subscribe to my YouTube channel, ring the bell for notifications, and check out all of the content that I have on all of the angles and connections that I describe of relationships, breakups, and self-improvement. But today we are talking about, will an ex regret their decision in January? And I'm here to tell you in point number one, but just because January represents new perspectives, new avenues to travel down, and new beginnings, this doesn't mean that the dumper will feel fulfilled on the journey that they go on through this January. Especially if your relationship ended less than a year ago, I would say the statistics of this being the case are very, very low indeed. Most dumpers going through any month of the year within the first year of the breakup are very unlikely to find a new long-term connection. And hence, just because January might present itself as something where you try new things, it doesn't mean that these new things are going to be palatable. And if they aren't, a dumper will be more likely to self-reflect and more likely to possibly regret their decision. So now let's get into point number two and the second point of today's podcast about dumper regret in January. And point number two is wondering where their dumpy is. So when I say a dumper may be wondering where their dumpy is, I'm speaking physically and emotionally, metaphorically, you might say. Because if we connect this to point number one, if a dumper goes through self-reflection, they would be likely to consider their dumpee somebody from their past who they knew loved them, who they knew didn't want the relationship to end, and now they have gone. If you are a dumpee who have implemented my version of a no contact rule, you will now be causing your expert dumper some consideration about where you are right now. If you're unsure of what no contact is, then this is something that lots of people suggest you implement if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back. However, there are many different versions of a no-contact rule that you can find online, and I believe that my version will give you the best possible chance of success. So I suggest that you subscribe to my YouTube channel, click on the playlists, and listen to the playlist entitled The No-Contact Rule all of the way through, and this will enable you to fully immerse yourself in my version of a rule, and why I believe it will give you the best possible chance of success. So if a dumpy has implemented my version of no contact, then this will enable space to get in between the dumper and the dumpy. And when the dumper self-reflects, they will be wondering, what is my dumpy doing right now? I've not heard from them in so long. What are they doing? How are they living? And what are they experiencing right now? They might be wondering, have they met somebody new? They might start to develop some jealousy feelings. They might wonder, are they still living in the same location? Do we even live near each other right now? How are they exploring and experiencing life at this time? And all of these emotions will start to bubble to the surface and increase the possibility of the dumper one day reaching out to their ex. If you implement my version of a no contact rule, you will create wonder in the dumper's mind. Now look, there is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back. There is no guarantee that a dumper will reach out to their dumpee ever again. But what I can say is that you can't miss somebody if you are in somebody's life. So if you are in your ex's life, if you continue to contact them, then your expert dumper will have no opportunity to ever miss you. Somebody can only miss you if you are no longer there. So implementing no contact gives you that opportunity to create space. Attraction grows in space, wonder grows in space. All of this can add up to the point of if and when the dumper self-reflects, because possibly their life isn't going in the direction which they hoped, which they envisioned. This is the time where a dumper might think to themselves, wow, You know, I've never considered this in a long, long time, but I'm really wondering about my ex. I'm thinking about my ex, and I'm starting to miss my ex, Badumpy. This is when they may reach out to their former partner and enable you as an ex, as a Dumpy, to go through the communication stage and see if there is any chance of rebuilding your connection, building a new relationship on stronger foundations, and ultimately getting your ex back. So now let's get into point number three and the final point of today's podcast about dumper regret in January. And point number three is regret they didn't reach out. So we are in the month of January, and this means we have recently gone past New Year's Eve and Christmas Day. And those are two of the most powerful days for relationships, for connections and breakups. They are days which create special emotions. They are days which make us think back to previous Christmases, previous New Year's Eves. We think of love, we think of family, we think of the wonder of these days. And they are also days where people send out messages seeing how people from their past are. You know, you may have a platonic friend who you only speak to once a year, and it may be at Christmas Day, it may be New Year's Eve, you just send that text saying Happy Christmas, saying Happy New Year. Those type of things are common in distant connections, platonic friendships, distant family. These are the days we reach out. So if you are a dumper and you didn't reach out to your ex, if you are a dumper and you didn't receive contact from your ex either during these days a few weeks ago, then this can start to cause regret that you as a dumper didn't reach out. Because if you've gone through everything that I've just described, if a dumper has gone through January trying new things and these things aren't working, they're not making you feel any better, you start to think back to your ex. You start to think, gosh, what are they doing right now? You know, that is somebody who truly loved me. I ended the relationship and now I'm alone and I'm still not feeling fulfilled, but it's worse because I'm alone. You might start to think, I wish I'd said Merry Christmas. I wish I'd said Happy New Year, because in the dumper's mind, they might now see that was an opportunity to reach out, which wasn't so obvious. You may call this an indirect direct approach where they want to reach out, but it is not obvious. It's not them saying, I miss you. It's just Happy Christmas, Happy New Year. These are the type of things a dumper could have done, but probably didn't. And therefore, now they're going through January. Now they're feeling the single life isn't as easy as they had hoped. The single honeymoon period has worn off. What was new is now getting old. What was exciting is now getting boring. All the things they wanted to live and do are no longer as fresh. This is when they may regret that they didn't use an opportunity like Christmas, like New Year to reach out, but it gave them an in, it gave them an easy way to say hello and not seem as obvious that they are missing their dumpy. These things can start to manifest like a snowball effect, rolling down a mountain, picking up steam, building in the dumper's mind up until the point of when the dumper reaches out. Now, will they reach out in January? Well, it's certainly possible. But even if they don't, this could be slowly but surely building romantic emotional attraction so that the necessary high point is hit in the months to come. And if and when you hear from your ex, if you are a dumpy, this will enable you, as I said, to try to rebuild this connection on stronger foundations and building a new relationship. But it's important to understand that if you hear from your ex in April, then the beginning of this journey of rebuilding romantic emotional attraction in their mind may have started months before. Okay, so January might seem like a frightening month for dumpies. It might seem like a month where dumpers are going out into the world, doing their own thing, living a brand new life. But trust me, if things don't work out the way they hope, and it's very unlikely that they will, this will enable them to self-reflect, to think of you, to wonder about you, to regret not reaching out to you. And this could mean that if not in January, but in the months to come, you may hear from your ex again. As I always say, there is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back. Not every dumpy will hear from their ex again. But if you do everything right as a dumpy, then it is win-win, because you will either get your ex back or you will find somebody even better, because you will be moving forward with positivity, improving every day, and living your life to the full. With or without your ex, you will have a positive future. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.
Yeah, if you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get him back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach, giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site, giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back or move to the next, ain't no sweat. You know Vincent Bo got you, finding love ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now.